Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon on a beautiful, warm Sunday. And thank you for tuning in to Classical Music Adventures. The heart understands the beauty in music, and it's going to be a beautiful show. We've selected some amazing compositions from the movie industry and some composers that are just phenomenal. They've made movies some of the greatest in the world to listen to and not only view. When you hear that opening theme to the theme songs, that is going to hold your attention for the first few minutes as the introduction of the movie begins. A story usually unlike any other, but one you will find amazing and profound. We select some of the best composers and some of the best artists, orchestras, and compositions that have been written for your delight. Today we're going to play two of the trailer theme songs from two of my books, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, a touching family story, and I Love Being a Butterfly, an adventure unmatched by any other. How the butterflies intend to save the life of a young woman named Rita and bring her back to where she belongs, mentally and safe. So we have a great show for you today. Classical Music Adventures. If you'd like to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial and join the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the on-air button, and you will be able to enjoy our classical music adventure. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you will be into the show. So it is 5:07, and we are ready for our first track, I Love Being a Butterfly, and following that, Beyond Dreams, the full-length trailer.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
We'll be right back.
As I promised, that was the opening music to the trailer and voice track to I Love Being a Butterfly. And the trailer is amazing. You can find it on my website, dsmpublications.net. As we venture off into making trailers for all of my books, we are going into a new video image that is unlike any other we've done before. So when you have the chance, visit dsmpublications.net and go to our new video section where we're constantly adding the trailers to some of the books that I've written. The next trailer you will experience in sound is Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. It's the full trailer. And after that, we will go into our classical adventure, Warriors and Romance, Conan the Barbarian by the great composer Vasil Pilodaris. And it is amazing. So let us take you on an adventure where a mother and father have to try to deal with the tragedy of their daughter being born 90% blind. But they will be a family that stick together in love and courage, and the story will end so beautiful. You have to read the book, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And that was Beyond Dreams, the trailer. You have to see it. It is so amazing. And we're going to be working on To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. I'm working on the new trailer for that. It is amazing how I'm constantly trying to follow what Hollywood does for great movies. So you have to select great music. We're going on the classical music adventures. The heart understands the beauty in music. Classical music brings forth emotional joy, romance, love, and the strength of life. Conan the Barbarian was such a story, and the composer was just simply amazing. So we're going to take you on this adventure through Conan the Barbarian, Open Range, one of the best cowboy westerns created. And again, without amazing composers, you usually cannot have a great film. So it's time to turn it over to the great composers.
Thank you. Thank you.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And as we return, after a beautiful composition of the movie Conan the Barbarian, it was starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And believe me, it was amazing. You know, one of the greatest new artists, and she's really not new, Laura Fabian. She's reached great heights by taking one of the greatest compositions that was instrumental by Antonio Vivaldi, an Italian composer that has grown over the years. The track is called Adagio, and originally it had no vocals, but Laura took this amazing composition and added her own style of singing to an instrumental. I'm going to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not heard of her before, you are in for a treat. And for those that know her, she is a phenomenal artist. Laura Fabian with her rendition of Adagio, and you will feel the heartwarming song of love, passion, and loss.
How to reach you?
And that was the first time that lyrics were composed to Adagio, composed by Antonio Vivaldi. It's a composer that I'm doing a story on. And it starts with the death of Vivaldi being buried in a potter's field, broke and poor. And a young African-American, well, actually African female in Italy, decides to go against her cousin, the queen, to try to fight to get the funding Vivaldi needs before he dies. And she feels ashamed of her family and the country of Italy while standing in the rain at his gravesite, being buried in a potter's field. You know, when you use classical music to write your stories, to begin the beginnings, you find an emotional connection to the characters in your story. We're all familiar with the Frankenstein story, but we have yet to understand that the person in pursuit of Frankenstein and the Wolfman is a gentleman named Van Helsing. And God has asked him to find the monsters and destroy them. And it is an amazing story brought to film, Van Helsing. So as you look upon the movie, you will find the Frankenstein monster and others being pursued by Van Helsing. And the story opens with the theme of Van Helsing in pursuit of the monsters.
Thank you.
know, in today's time, we talk about romance and love, but it has always existed in classical music. Van Helsing falls in love with a young woman who is marked for death. And he tries to save her. You have to see the movie to feel the emotion. We turn our attention to Open Range, one of the greatest Robert Duvall and Kevin Costner movies, full of emotion. Kevin Costner riding with Robert Duvall runs into a young woman named Sue. And she's an older woman. And the way that they talk to each other in the movie, you have to hear and see the movie itself. Annette Bening is Sue, but the music is just so phenomenal. And the storyline is so amazing, being blended into the theme of the Old West. I bring to you Open Range, one of the most beautiful themes ever put together for a classic cowboy adventure. And that was the theme song from Open Range. And every time that I watch a movie, I find it amazing that I would like to read some of the words for you. When the script writers are writing, there's a lot to be said in a film. There's a scene where Charlie has just fought to protect Sue. And he asked her to come into the bar. And of course, at that time frame, women normally don't go into saloons. Not what was considered the decent women. But Sue, being strong and independent, she goes to see Charlie against the wishes of her brother. And Charlie's sitting there wounded in the bar. And he tells her he doesn't think that he'll be the kind of man she needs. And Sue, being independent, she tells Charlie, "I don't have all the answers, Charlie. But I know that people get confused in this life about what they want and what they've done and what they think they should have become because of it. Everything they think they are or did takes a hold so hard that it won't let them see what they can be. I'm not going to wait forever, Charlie, but I am going to wait. And I want you to think about that and come back to me." You know, the movie is so touching. We're going to jump to one of my favorite children's stories, the theme song for Hansel and Gretel. This time it's called Witch Hunters, and it's a modern-day movie of the childhood classic, Hansel and Gretel. We'll be right back. And that was Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. So when you're watching the movies, you pay attention to the great classical composers, like Hans Zimmer, currently today one of the best. I turn our attentions to Laura Pausini again. This young lady has a phenomenal classical voice.
Welcome back to the International Peace Honors. This global celebration continues with music from an amazing international artist. Directly from Italy, please welcome singer-songwriter, Grammy and Latin Grammy winner, Laura Pausini.
Hello everyone, this is Laura Pausini from Rome. Today we celebrate with Peace Tech Lab, the work of people that are helping to make this world a better place. To all those people, I'd like to dedicate my song EOC from the movie The Life Ahead.
Quando tu finisci le parole, sto qui, forse a te ne servono due sole, sto qui, quando impari a sopravvivere e accetti l'impossibile, nessuno ci crede, io sì. Non lo so. Più dove andare, sto qui, scappi via o alzi le barriere, sto qui, quando essere invisibile è peggio che non vivere. Nessuno ti vede, io sì. Non lo so. Nessuno ci crede, ma io sì.
And that was Laura Pausini. Music has a way of touching us. And the words from the writer can provide the same emotion. I was just talking to you about Open Range. There's a scene that I'm just madly wild about. It's where Charlie walks back up to Sue while she's in the garden, working on her garden, not thinking Charlie's going to come back as soon as he has. Charlie walks up and says, "I'm in love with you, Sue. Been that way since I first laid eyes on you. Just took me a while to see things clear. I know I'm not the kind of man you expected to walk up your front walk. And if I was your brother, I wouldn't choose me for you." Sue turns and says, "Charlie, do you know how old I am?" Charlie says, "I don't care how old you are." Sue says, "I'm not a girl anymore." And Charlie says, "You are the handsomest woman I ever saw." Sue says, "I've had my disappointments, Charlie." Charlie replies, "Well, I'm not going to be one of them. I never thought I'd live as long as I have, Sue. I guess living the way I have, it never really mattered. But thinking I was not going to see you again was maybe the most awful feeling I ever had in my life. I know I could be a good man to you, Sue. And I know I ain't asking you proper, but I'm asking you now." You got to admit that that is a deep statement to write music to. We're going to turn our attention to one of my favorite artists, Cecilia Bartoli. To me, she's one of the greatest opera singers in the world. Ha ha ha! Cecilia Bartoli, one of my favorites. And I've taken the liking to studying a lot of her subject matter, like the castrati. We turn our attention now to one orchestra, 30 films and TV themes, orchestrated for film and TV. And I know you're going to recognize a lot of the favorite themes put together in this presentation. One orchestra, 30 films.
Thank you. Thank you.
One orchestra, 30 films for TV, themes, and film. I am so enjoying today's episode of Classical Music Adventures. The heart understands the beauty in music.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Have a habit of lasting for years. Hans Zimmer has been at the leading position of creating soundtracks. We turn our attention to the 1989 blockbuster movie, Black Rain, starring a young Andy Garcia and a young Michael Douglas. The film is just amazing, and one I truly enjoyed, The Black Rain. If there's ever a movie that you want to watch, it is The Black Rain. Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia, they give an amazing performance. We have 9 more minutes to go, and I have truly enjoyed this presentation. We're going to take you to one of the greatest love stories ever created, Dresden and Isildur. The track is called A Different Land. Dresden, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, and Isildur, from two different countries, living up under the views of two different fathers, who cannot understand how these two people from different lands could fall in love. It's a great story. We're going to take you to Two Steps from Hell to Glory. And yes, they are fighting for glory. It's a great movie. Two Steps from Hell. We'll be right back.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, we've come to the end of another adventure in classical music, and it has been truly enjoyable. I want to thank everyone. My board is lit up with blue lights, which means people are enjoying Sunday afternoon with classical music. And only the best is played on our show. We're going to end our show with the track, The Truth Will Always Be, because I believe that. That is a current quote that I love. So until next Sunday, the truth will always be on Classical Music Adventures. Enjoy Sunday. Thank you.